Hello, and thank you for calling into the Daily Inspiration. This is Harvey, and I'll be doing the Daily Inspiration this week, and I would like to go through the Book of Acts and just look at different characters that are recorded in the Book of Acts of different apostles and disciples. Today we're going to look at Stephen and his life, his short ministry there, the little bit that is recorded. We're going to look at that, and hopefully you can be blessed and encouraged and challenged by this account of Stephen. For a little bit of a backdrop here, we're going to read in Acts chapter 6, beginning in verse 1. It says, "And in those days, when the number of the disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews, because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them, and said, It is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. In other words, the 12 decided that it would not be right for them to leave the ministry of ministering the gospel in order to serve the tables or to serve these widows. And they said, Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you 7 men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word." An interesting note here is the two different, total different ministries here of ministering the word. They continued in prayer and in the ministry of the word. And for the others, it would be serving the widows. But both of these needed the Holy Ghost and wisdom, but they had a different role in their ministry. Verse 5, "And the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch, whom they set before the apostles. And when they had prayed, they laid their hands on them, and the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly. And a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith." Verse 8, we read of Stephen. "Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. But then there arose certain of the synagogue, which is called the synagogue of the Libertines and Cyrenians and Alexandrians, and of them of Cilicia and of Asia, disputing with Stephen. And they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spake. And so they suborned in verse 11, and the meaning is here, suborned, they secretly persuaded men, which said, We have heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and against God. And they stirred up the people and the elders and the scribes, and came upon him, speaking of Stephen, and caught him and brought him to the council, and set up false witnesses, which said, This man ceaseth not to speak blasphemous words against this holy place and the law. For we have heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth shall destroy this place, and shall change the customs of which Moses delivered us. And all that sat in the council, looking steadfastly on him, saw his face as it had been the face of an angel." And I'd like to just think about this. Think of how this would be. You're sitting here. You're trying to cause this man, Stephen, to stop doing these great wonders and miracles. And you've tried to persuade him, and you've tried to come against him, but you can't resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spake. And so you secretly persuade men to bring a false witness against this man. And here he's sitting with the face as it has been the face of an angel. He's sitting there with joy, full of the Holy Ghost, even though they're speaking these things against him. And this is what Stephen said. He said, Then this is what the high priest said. The high priest said, "Are these things so?" And he said, "Men and brethren and fathers, hearken. The God of glory appeared unto our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, before he dwelt in Haran, and said unto him, Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred, and come into the land which I shall shew thee. Then came he out of the land of the Chaldeans, and dwelt in Haran, and from thence, when his father was dead, he removed him into this land, wherein ye now dwell. And he gave him none inheritance in it, no, not so much as to set his foot on. Yet he promised that he would give it to him for a possession, and to his seed after him, when as yet he had no child. And God spake in this wise, that his seed should sojourn in a strange land, and that they should bring them into bondage, and entreat them evil 400 years. And the nation to whom they shall be in bondage will I judge, said God. And after that shall they come forth and serve me in this place. And he gave him the covenant of circumcision. And so Abraham begat Isaac, and circumcised him the eighth day. And Isaac begat Jacob, and Jacob begat the 12 patriarchs. And the 12 patriarchs, moved with envy, sold Joseph into Egypt. But God was with him, and delivered him out of all his afflictions, and gave him favor and wisdom in the sight of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And he made him governor over Egypt and all his house. Now there came a dearth over all the land of Egypt and Canaan, and great affliction, and our fathers found no sustenance. But when Jacob heard that there was corn in Egypt, he sent out our fathers first. And at the second time Joseph was made known to his brethren, and Joseph's kindred was made known unto Pharaoh. Then sent Joseph and called his father Jacob to him, and all his kindred, 75 souls. So Jacob went down into Egypt and died, he and our fathers, and were carried over into Shechem, and laid in the sepulchre that Abraham bought for a sum of money of the sons of Emor, the father of Shechem. But when the time of the promise drew nigh, which God had sworn to Abraham, the people grew and multiplied in Egypt, till another king arose, which knew not Joseph. The same dealt subtly with our kindred, and evil entreated our fathers, so that they cast out their young children to the end they might not live. In which time Moses was born, and was exceeding fair and nourished up in his father's house 3 months. And when he was cast out, Pharaoh's daughter took him up and nourished him for her own son. And Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians, and was mighty in words and in deeds. And when he was full 40 years old, it came into his heart to visit his brethren, the children of Israel. And seeing one of them suffering wrong, he defended him, and avenged him that was oppressed, and smote the Egyptian. For he supposed his brethren would have understood how that God by his hand would deliver them. But they understood not, and the next day he shewed himself unto them as they strove, and would have set them at one again, saying, Sirs, ye are brethren, why do ye wrong one to another? But that he that did his neighbor wrong thrust him away, saying, Who made thee a ruler and a judge over us? Would thou kill me, as thou didst the Egyptians yesterday? Then fled Moses at this saying, and was a stranger in the land of Midian, where he begat 2 sons. And when the 40 years were expired, there appeared to him in the wilderness of Mount Sinai an angel of the Lord in a flame of fire in a bush. When Moses saw it, he wondered at the sight, and as he drew near to behold it, the voice of the Lord came unto him, saying, I am the God of thy fathers, the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Then Moses trembled, and durst not behold. Then said the Lord to him, Put off thy shoes from thy feet, for the place where thou standest is holy ground. I have seen the afflictions of my people which is in Egypt, and I have heard their groaning, and am come down to deliver them. And now come, I will send thee into Egypt. This Moses, whom they refused, saying, Who made thee a ruler and a judge? The same did God send to be a ruler and a deliverer by the hand of the angel which appeared to him in the bush. He brought them out after that he had showed wonders and signs in the land of Egypt and in the Red Sea and in the wilderness 40 years. This is that Moses which said unto the children of Israel, A prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me, him shall ye hear. This is he that is in the church in the wilderness with the angel, which spake to him in the Mount Sinai, and with our fathers, who received the lively oracles to give unto us, to whom our fathers would not obey, but thrust him from them, and in their hearts turned back again into Egypt, saying unto Aaron, Make us gods to go before us. For as for this Moses, which brought us out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what is become of him. And they made a calf in those days, and offered sacrifice unto the idol, and rejoiced in the works of their own hands. Then God turned and gave them up to worship the host of heaven, as it is written in the book of the prophets, O ye house of Israel, have ye offered to me slain beasts, and sacrifices by the space of 40 years in the wilderness. Yea, ye took up the tabernacle of Moloch, and the star of your god Ramphon, figures which ye made to worship them, and I will carry you away beyond Babylon. Our fathers had the tabernacle of witness in the wilderness, as he had appointed, speaking unto Moses, that he should make it according to the fashion that he had seen, which also our fathers that came after brought in with Jesus into the possession of the Gentiles, whom God drave out before the face of our fathers, unto the days of David, who found favor before God, and desired to find a tabernacle for the God of Jacob. But Solomon built him an house, howbeit the Most High dwelleth not in temples made with hands, as saith the prophet, Heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool. What house will ye build me, saith the Lord? Or what is the place of my rest? Hath not my hand made all these things? Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost, as your fathers did, so do ye. Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted? And they have slain them which shewed before of the coming of the Just One, of whom ye have been now the betrayers and murderers, who have received the law by the disposition of angels, and have not kept it. And when they heard these things, they were cut to the heart. Speaking of the council that Stephen was brought before, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on Stephen with their teeth. But he, Stephen, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven, and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing on the right hand of God, and said, Behold, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice, and stopped their ears, and ran upon him with one accord. And they cast Stephen out of the city, and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet, whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God, and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down, and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. And so that was a lot of reading, but if you were following along, he gave them the account of Moses and bringing the children out of Egypt, and there was quite a few things that he shared there. And the things that he shared, it really pricked those men that were trying to bring something against Stephen, and they ended up stoning him. And through all that, Stephen was still, he was still full of the Holy Ghost, and he prayed that God would not, that God would forgive them for these things. And so that's what I would like to leave with you, that we need to serve the Lord Jesus. We need to follow him, whatever it may be, through the thick and the thin, through the hard times, through the valleys and over the mountains. And no matter what comes against us, that we may be full of joy and peace, as was Stephen, and to forgive those that would bring something against us or that would treat us wrongly, like they did Stephen here. This was a terrible wrong that happened against Stephen. And yet he asks that God would not lay this sin to their charge. And so if we face hard times and trials, may we keep this in mind, that we serve the Lord Jesus, whatever it may be, with joy and peace. So hopefully you have been inspired today. May this be an aspiration for you to reach higher grounds and to be more like those that went before us. May you be blessed.